This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Happy Sunday. This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, and welcome to another edition of Charlottesville Insights. And on this program, we're always talking real estate and what's going on in the world nationally, as well as right here at home in Central Virginia. Make sure you check us out on the web. Our webpage is charlottesvilleinsights.com. We also have a fan page on Facebook that you can visit that has lots of podcasts of our previous shows, as well as lots of other useful real estate information. And today's show is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Movement Mortgage. Make sure you check out their website, movementmortgage.com, for all the latest information on interest rates, which continue to drop. They're on the dropping side right now. And today is another big day in the real estate market. Today is the second weekend of the Blue Ridge Home Builders Parade of Homes. So get out today. It's the last day of the Parade of Homes. Make sure that you check out some of the really good new construction that's open today. There's also a couple other ways to get your real estate fix. In the Daily Progress today, we have a full-page ad with photos and directions to some other open houses. And now there's a new way to get your real estate fix. It's called Real Estate 3 TV, which is on every Sunday at 7 and 10 in the morning and 11:30 at night on Fox, ABC, and CBS. So check that out if you get a chance. And you can also follow me on Twitter. At Jeff Gaffney is my Twitter handle. And I'm sending out tweets throughout the week on the latest real estate information. Well, with us today on the program, we have back with us Pat Jensen. I must say, the award-winning Pat Jensen. We're going to talk with Pat as she has just received the Virginia Association of Realtors, VAR, Realtor of the Year Award. And that's a big deal, and she's very deserving of that. We're going to chat with Pat on this show, get her take on this real estate market. We're going to talk a little bit about what to do if you're negotiating to buy a home this fall. We've got some other topics that we're going to cover. Should be a lot of fun. But first, I want to cover a couple of headlines that came out this week, and these are all on my Twitter feed, at Jeff Gaffney, if you want to read the entire article. First, from the Wall Street Journal, what we're starting to see is a trend. Luxury houses are starting to get flipped. And in this article, it talks about how you're starting to see pools of investment money that it used to be purchasing foreclosed properties, kind of low-end starter foreclosures. They're now moving into the luxury home market, buying at a great price, putting in money, redecorating, gutting, so forth, and now putting on at a better price because we're seeing a shortage of homes in certain price ranges. So that's an interesting article. Second article, first-time homebuyers fear the government shutdown could hinder federal housing loans. We'll talk about that a little bit on this program. A lot of that has to do, of course, with the government shutdown. There is some government agencies that are not able to close on loans until the government reopens. So that's something that we need to monitor. That would certainly have an effect on FHA loans as well as USDA loans, which are our primary source for first-time homebuyers. So that's a little bit of a concern there. The third article, real quick, MSN Real Estate talks about how foreclosures are receding as housing rebounds. And basically what they said in this article is that foreclosures are down 35% from a year ago. Shadow inventory is down 22% from a year ago. That's good news. But the analysts from MSN Real Estate are saying that, according to MSN Real Estate, we're not out of the woods yet, that the market is recovering, but it's only, in their estimation, two-thirds of the way recovered. And the biggest laggard in their indicators is the lack of new construction. Thought that was interesting. And last one, we sort of covered this. Business Week has an article, USDA loan buyers are stuck in limbo as the shutdown hurts housing. So we do want things to be finalized in Washington and get the government reopened, get those home loans closed, and keep this real estate market, keep it going through the fall. This is Charlottesville Insights. We're going to be back in just a moment talking with Pat Jensen, the VAR Realtor of the Year. We'll be right back.
This is Jay Callagher, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Stonehouse. I am absolutely thrilled to be leading the sales and marketing efforts in Belvedere, as well as other exceptional new construction neighborhoods around town. For assistance with any residential and commercial needs in these or other great locations around town, please call me at 434-962-4613 or visit the Stonehouse website at stonehouse.net.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM. For Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432-414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
This is the best real estate market that we've seen in Central Virginia for 5 years.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
This is really the first time that I can say in a long time that it's really a great time for sellers, but it's also a great time for buyers. We're starting to see a lot more new construction sales in the market today, and we're expecting that to continue, and we're starting to see an increase in demand for that new inventory.
Visit realestate3.com.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
And welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have Pat Jensen, the newly crowned VAR Realtor of the Year. Pat, congratulations.
Thank you. It's quite an honor and a very nice surprise.
So you're the top realtor in the entire state of Virginia. You've also been the salesperson of the year at the state of Virginia. The list goes on. You've been president for the Association of Realtors. Pretty impressive stuff.
It's been a great ride, I have to say. I've enjoyed every bit of it. I always enjoy giving back, and apparently when you give back, that's what happens, is sometimes you're fortunate enough to receive honors like this. So it was a treat. We were at Virginia Beach last week for the VAR convention, and I didn't know this was coming. Everyone managed to make it a surprise, and on Thursday evening when they made the announcement, a friend of mine leaned over and said, "Hey, your family's here," and I turned around, and there was a lot of my family and some friends, and Jeff Gaffney made the trip all the way down to Virginia Beach to be there to see me receive the award. So it was a very emotional moment. A lot of fun.
Well, I wouldn't miss it, and we're very proud of you because you're very, very deserving of the award. And you've also won a lot of awards here, and I know you're so modest, you don't like to talk about it, but I want our listeners to know I believe you're the only person on record to have won every single award that the Charlottesville Association of Realtors gives out, including Rookie of the Year, Salesperson of the Year, Realtor of the Year, Ethics in Action, and then you are also the president and all the other positions on the board. That's called hitting for the cycle in baseball, I think they call it. That's impressive.
Well, I do want to clarify something. You know, these awards like Salesperson of the Year and Realtor of the Year, when the public hears that, I want to make sure that they understand that doesn't mean I sold the most real estate state or that I made the most money. It has more to do with the giving back part, that I work with the associations. I help people. I work locally with with projects and stuff, and they and I'm really passionate about education and getting it right. I think I understand that Pat Surrey may also have received the four awards. I'm going to check that out, and she would be well-deserved also if that's the case. But that I have been told I was the only one, and this weekend I understand it's a chance that Ms. Pat Surrey also may have gotten the four awards. But at this point, I'm the only one that still got the Realtor of the Year for the year. So.
Well, I'm so impressed with your real estate career, but one of the things that is really interesting about you is that you have this quest for continuous improvement, and you're always looking at new things and new ways of doing things. Has that always been a personality trait of yours? Because you're so successful, and yet if there is a seminar or a webinar or somebody's doing something a different way, you are always scouting it out. Is that just an
interest? I somehow was born with it. I've always been that way. When I was in high school, I was everything in high school. In college, I did that. I always look for something new, to learn new, to be open. I figured that if you're out front, then you have changing views. And if you're always behind people, your view never changes. And so I love learning, and I love getting the designations. And a lot of people, in my age range, kind of are intimidated with a lot of the stuff that's happening as far as technology is concerned. And sometimes it's intimidating, but I just think that you have to get out there and try. You have to encourage other people to try. And I think the one thing that I like to do best is to encourage other people and to try to be behind other people and make them feel good about themselves and to laugh. I think laughing is important.
Well, you have a lot of successful realtors in your office at 29 North, and I think a lot of that has to do with your leadership and that you're empowering people to go out there and encouraging people to go out there and help their clients every day.
That's what we like to do.
Okay, let's talk about so it's 2013. 2013 is winding down. Let's just go back to the year 2000. Last 13 years, what is so darn different about real estate today than it was maybe late 90s, 2000?
The big difference, I think, is that back in those days, and even up until 5-6 years ago, that the realtors were the holders of the information, and people had to come to us as a gateway to get to what they wanted to find out. Now that we're in the world of the internet, unlike the travel companies, travel agencies, for instance, a lot of them went out of business because they did not embrace and utilize and interpret the information. In the real estate world, what has happened is we now partner with our clients. Our clients often come to us with the pictures of the houses they want to go see, and then we check to see if they've missed anything. But our job now is to partner with them, to hold their hand, to get through the process and be part of the team in pulling this together. So I think that is a huge difference.
I was talking with another realtor just last week, and we were talking about back in the days of the MLS book, which I actually enjoyed those days. That was for me when I started in the mid to late 80s. If somebody wanted to buy a house, they pretty much had to go to a realtor to find out what was for sale.
And they had to look through the book to find it.
And we'd look through the book, and then we'd go out and we'd carry that book with us. But could you imagine, I mean, what a difference today. It was sort of like the buyers were coming in blind. They really had no idea what was for sale, and it was up to us to interpret the information. Now, as you said, they come in, all that information is public, what's for sale. You can get it off of many different sites. But now they come to us as realtors and say, okay, tell us about this property.
And what does this all mean?
Yes. And tell us about the property next door. And what should I be worried about? And is this a good price? And how do I justify the price? Or how should I buy this? And what loans are out there? So although there's a lot of information, it's still very difficult to do it all on your own.
You need the education that a realtor can provide you, and also the interpretation. A good realtor becomes the source of the source. We should be able to help the buyers and the sellers know where to go to learn what they need to do and help them walk them through the process so that they are informed and are familiar with things that's coming along to try to avoid hiccups. Although I always tell my clients, it's not over till it's over. And in the economy that we're in today, bank regulations, there's always something that seems to create a snag near the end. I've always said, do not have a moving truck sitting in front of the house that you want to buy on the date that's on the contract.
Or how about being a seller in today's market? You finally get a contract, and then that limbo period between contract and closing, it's so challenging.
The home inspection.
There's so many things that can go wrong.
Yeah, and the renegotiation that has to go on following a home inspection, because there'll always be some issue. And so everyone just has to understand that change is the name of the game, and it's going to continue to change right up till the end.
One of the trends that I'm seeing now, want to get your take on it, is a lot of buyers, when they come in, of course, they'll have a home inspection. That's pretty standard. A radon inspection, pretty standard. But now we're seeing a lot of people test for mold. And at least from my vantage point, that's pretty new in the last couple years. But it seems like when you test for mold, darn it, you can find that mold.
There's mold all over your body. There's mold in any house that you can get. If you get a telescope or whatever and look at your skin, it's covered with mold. Mildew, mold, those are big things. And it is an expense. Whether it's always justified, I don't know. But when it is that black sort of dangerous mold, that's one thing. But people are having to clean off what we used to call mildew. I remember growing up and their shoes got mildewed and leather suitcases got mildewed. And you just went in and washed them off.
Right.
But that now is a subject for alarm by some people. So it is an issue. And there may be something else coming along, because we had the same thing with asbestos and lead-based paint.
Right.
They seem to have calm down. So mold right now.
A good basement dehumidifier tends to solve a lot of problems.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Now, it's expensive to really put in a good dehumidifier. You can get a little portable one, but if you really want to install, you know, something that's very powerful, those can be in the thousands of dollars. But if you're going to sell your house, I think one of the biggest challenges is if you don't know that there's a mold situation, you go to sell your house, you get the contract, then they test for mold. It's hard to get a buyer to stay with a contract once they find the mold. But if you know ahead of time that maybe there's some mold and you take these steps to correct it, it's a much easier situation for a buyer to deal with. It may or may not, depending on the situation, be a disclosure situation for that house that you'd have to disclose it. But either way, if you are a seller, you need to just be aware of the mold word.
I think the best thing sellers can do now is have a home inspection before they list the house. Go ahead and pay the money.
I agree.
A good home inspector come in. If they see signs of what's called suspect fungi, you can deal with it a whole lot less expensively than you would if you have to go through the process when a buyer finds it.
This is Charlottesville Insights. We're talking with Pat Jensen, VAR Realtor of the Year. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. NC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
Hi, my name's Donna Patton. I'm a managing broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. I've lived in Central Virginia all my life, been selling real estate for over 17 years. I know what it takes to get you the house you want. Visit me at DonnaSellsVirginia.com. Look for horse properties, residential, or land.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, 29 North Office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us today on the program is real estate royalty. It's Pat Jensen, the VAR Realtor of the Year. Yay, Pat.
Yay.
Pat, let's get back into it. If any of our listeners are trying to sell their property this year, I think the statistic I heard is it's up to 40-45% of all homes that are listed will never sell.
At least 40% will never sell. I think it's getting a little bit better.
What do we have to do if I'm a seller, and here we are in mid-October, what do I have to do to sell my home in general? What do I have to do to get on that good list and not be one of those that doesn't sell this year? What do I have to do?
You either have to have a house that's in perfect condition, that's a good value, or you have to drop the price so that it's a heck of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Price is the critical thing. I do have a listing that we finally gotten under contract. It's been on the market on and off for 3 years. And price was the issue. And in this case, the seller has to come to the table with some money to get out of it, but at least he didn't have to go into short sale or foreclosure. So you just sometimes have to let go and decide that when you move forward, you're going to get a deal. So go ahead and make your house a deal and get it sold.
I think that's a good point, is that you can make it up on the other side, on the buying side. But it's one of the things that's hard for our listeners, and I hear from our listeners, this is what I hear, is that, gee, Jeff, you guys say that the real estate market is getting better. Well, how come I have to be so sharp on price as a seller? And
that's why it's getting better. More sellers are finally getting sharp on price.
Right.
Another thing to always realize is that there's some houses, if you bought a house that had been on the market for a really long time because it's like right in front of a graveyard or it's right on top of a major intersection or there's some really major issue that disturbs the peace or enjoyment of the visual ambiance outside, is a chance that that house isn't going to sell even at the right price.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are other options.
Right.
So
it's all about price and condition.
Yes.
And you got to be creative.
Mm-hmm. I think so. So, but the market is better because people are getting more realistic.
That's right. If you have to sell, get right on price and it will sell.
And we do have, there are areas in the country that are very short on new construction. We have a fairly healthy new construction market going now, and the new homes are frequently outselling the resales. So you should have your realtor pull up the houses that are in your price range and below, and take a hard look at it and get in the car with that realtor and go look at them to see where you stack up.
I always tell our listeners it's kind of the same thing, is ask your realtor, what do I have to do? What price do I have to be at to sell at my home in the next 30 days? I mean, ask that really pointed question.
The most important element is to know what the absorption rate value is. You need to know how many houses in your price range have been selling at each month on an average so that you know how many months of inventory is out there in your price range. So if you have less than a six-month inventory of houses in your price range, then you are in a seller's market and you have a little control and you price it a little bit higher. But if you have more than a six-month range, and I recently did an absorption rate in the 400,000 range in a certain neighborhood, and they actually had almost 18 months of inventory.
Yeah.
So that meant that it could take 18 months with no new houses coming on to sell it. So ask for the absorption rate information and what it means to the price that you have to put your house in.
And if they don't know what absorption rate means, you might want to get another realtor.
Well, now that would be an interesting point. Yes, I would think that's a great bit of advice.
All right, I'm going to some other news with Pat Jensen here. Here's I picked up an article, and I'd like to know your take on this one. We're talking with Pat Jensen, VAR Realtor of the Year. Here are the keys to negotiating to buy a home in the fall, and just kind of give me your quick take off the cuff. Number one, know your market. That's obvious.
Yes, I think that's very helpful.
I obviously have to do that. Number two is understand selection is limited.
In some categories, selection is more limited than others. That's right.
Number three, understand that there's room to negotiate. Well, not all price ranges, but...
You know, one thing I was discussing with one of my agents today is that when we work with buyers or sellers, they're used to hearing the word negotiation in terms of an attorney. Attorney is trained to negotiate for a winner and a loser. Realtors are trained for a winner and a winner. Right. And what that means is that some point between what you want and what the other side wants, two good realtors can help you negotiate to a point that both party wins something,
right,
and everybody gives up a little bit.
Be good for both sides.
That's exactly
win-win.
Right.
And lastly, on buying a home this fall, keys to negotiating, you need to check maintenance areas. We sort of talked about that with the importance of a home inspection, the growing concern of mold and radon and so forth. Of course, you have to be. But, you know, if you are buying a home that's older than 15 years old, you do have to think about things like the roof and the HVAC system, and you have to check those pipes, make sure you don't have the old Quest plumbing situation. So you do have to be on top of that.
That's right. Now, I know that often that the roof is, say, 20 years old, but you need a roofer in that can tell you how many years of life you have, because technically a seller is not required to provide a brand new roof unless the roof is failing. And I'm seeing buyers coming in and demanding a house that might have a good 3 years left on the roof. They're demanding a brand new roof from the seller. And I always try to encourage a contribution, but to let the buyer take care of that.
Here's another article I want to get your take on. I think you'll like this. Success Magazine. This is Keys to Success in Doing What You've Never Done. Number one, and I think you're a believer in all these. Number one, leverage your strengths. You would probably agree with that if you want to succeed in the workplace or whatever it is you're trying to do, you need to leverage your strengths.
I agree with that. Absolutely. What the areas that you have some talent in, and whether you're somebody that can help people compromise or work together or encourage or motivate. And if you're a leader, then by gosh, lead.
Number two, identify what exhilarates you.
You know, that is a great point, and I think there was a book that came out a number of years ago, is What Color's Your Parachute? And technically, I think it's true that if you pursue a career in an area that you love, the money's going to come.
Right.
And I think we're past the days. My father-in-law worked at Sperry for years and years and years and years, waiting for the retirement, and was laid off before that happened and never was happy. So go for what you like.
Let me cover these other last three real quick. Be willing to step back, and I think that means step back and reevaluate how things are going.
It also means to step back and let others be involved, and to listen to what other people are doing and do some teamwork.
Number four, be wary of the naysayers.
There's nothing worse than somebody saying, oh, we tried that once and it didn't work.
Or we used to do it this way. We've never done it that way before.
Right.
Ever heard that before?
Way too often.
I heard Joe Thomas say those things.
Did you?
And number five, build your support team.
I think that's a very good thing for anyone to do, and it starts with your family and friends. And then as you spread out into the work world, there'll be people that you'll help, and they'll help you along the way. It's important to have that support. You really tough doing it on your own.
We've had Dee Dee Stewart on this show several times.
Love her.
Wellness Charlottesville is the name of her blog and her website. And one thing that she has really gotten me to focus on is the importance of nutrition and exercise and sleep. You know, these are things that you don't think about in your younger days as you're trying to establish your career. But once you're really into your career, if you're not mindful, as she likes to say, of those three things, you are headed to burnout.
That's exactly right. Very good advice. I love what Dee Dee has to share with us.
Well, Pat Jensen, congratulations.
Thank
the
you.
VAR Realtor of the Year. You're awesome. We all love you. I love you. You're just a great woman, and I'm so glad you're with Real Estate 3, and you are so deserving of the Realtor of the Year Award. Charlottesville Insights, happy Sunday. See you next week.